I mean, WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yeah, this is Broken, Not Haughty. This is Christopher Daniels. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to The Rack, and now you are too.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And guys, do I have a little Christmas surprise for you? That's right. Use code WTRLive over at Manscaped.com. You can get 20% off plus free shipping through the end of the month. So if you need to get those last minute Christmas gifts, those stocking stuffers, or just somebody that you really, really want to groom on your Christmas holidays or over the holidays, you can. Just go to manscaped.com, get that 20% plus that free shipping code WTRLIVE. That's on their entire shop, by the way. Anyway, I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Word, throughout the night. As a heads up to people listening on a podcast, we appreciate your support. And hopefully by the weekend, you'll all be able to hear these shows.
Rock broke the site. Intentionally.
But please go to Manscaped, with a D, .com. Use code WTLife to save 20% off and free shipping.
It's all his fault. Please tweet him at Wild Talk Radio to yell at him.
That's why the Raw Post Show hasn't been posted, or the Rack Action Ms. and Mrs. won't be available, probably. So, I don't know. Hopefully tomorrow. Oh, fingers crossed. And it's not my fault.
It's totally his fault.
It is so not my fault.
It's all his fault.
I'm going to be dead by the weekend. It's because my brain's going to be overloaded.
It's December. It should be overloaded.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
By the way, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah to all our listeners out there that celebrate. I hope you're having a joyous one.
Speaking of Hanukkah, go to twitter.com/lonejobber at some point this evening for Lone Jobber Celebrates the Holidays Hanukkah Edition.
Oh, God.
Day one. He'll be lighting the menorah and doing something. I don't know. It's on him. It's on him, not me. Content creator Lone Jobber. Not Lone Jobber on Twitter.
Ding! And if you're tuning in and you're looking for NXT War Games review. Well, you missed it. It was we kicked WTR off their slot. We took over and we reviewed it on Sunday. So you can go check that out whenever Rock decides to bring the websites back up because he took it down. But it's also on the VOD for Twitch. So if you go to twitch.tv/WTRLive, which you can subscribe for free by using your Prime Gaming sub, by the way, you can check out the VOD of the NXT TakeOver War Games review. And, well, speaking of NXT, we will be talking about that a little bit later. We also are back to our standard show, guys. So there's no reviews. There's no nothing. There's no pre-record. Just as a programming note, we'll mention at the end of the show, too, is that the last two shows of the year, Christmas and New Year's, will be pre-recorded because Christmas Eve is on a Thursday and New Year's Eve is on a Thursday, and I will not be sober for either of them. And it's always a bad idea to get on Twitch drunk. So, we will be pre-recording both shows. Also, I'm probably going to be seeing family potentially if things go swimmingly. We'll have to see. But yeah. So, just programming note. The Christmas show and the New Year's celebration, Pop Goes the Rack, Jingle the Rack, Pop Goes the Rack, will be pre-recorded this year because holidays. But let's jump
hold on,
right
in. Hold on. And no, I didn't F up. I'm moving servers. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, he's moving the servers. He just decided to do it on a Thursday before the show.
Yep.
Because he could.
Yep. Because it takes 24 hours.
Why he couldn't do it tomorrow, I don't know.
Then I'd be stressed over CB Radio too. So, doesn't matter.
Anyway,
there were plans and they got delayed. Anyway, let's get the news presented by MBG Hub Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. That's what Lindsay's been trying to say for about a minute and a half now. So let's get into the news. 3 weeks of news.
And there's not a lot.
No, but there's some big stories.
There are some big stories. So we have to talk about the biggest and the probably the best. So congratulations are in order for one Becky Lynch and one Seth Rollins as they gave birth to their beautiful baby Rue this past week. Mama and baby are doing just fine. They put out an adorable picture of all three of them together out on all the socials. So congratulations to them. So now they get to be parents, which is fun. I look forward to hopefully many pictures and Seth hating diaper duty and that kind of thing.
And they will never sleep again.
And they will never sleep again, yes. I hope they enjoyed that last sleep before she gave birth, because you're not going to get one for 18 years.
And they will never sleep again.
Also, congratulations are in order to Leon Ruff as he became engaged to his girlfriend, WWE referee Asia Smith. So, go them, congratulations.
All the happy happies.
All the happy happy. So much happy news, I'm so happy. And then Xavier Woods had a dream come true for him as he got announced as the host of G4.
Yeah, that's cool. The revival G4. Xavier Woods is going to be host. He was petitioning for months, and he's been working his ass off, and he got the role. They did a whole big thing a couple weeks ago with it, and the big announcement. They gave him a briefcase and everything like that, and now he's in charge. They did the whole G4 reunion special like 2 weeks ago about it. It was awesome. Congrats to him.
Yeah. No, if they would only give him King of the Ring.
If only.
If only he could get King of the Ring. Also, congratulations are in order for the brand new NXT recruitment class. I think this is the final one for 2020, where we have Devin Everhart Aiken, better known as Desmond Xavier, joining the class. Zachary Green, a.k.a. Zachary Wentz, who is a tag team partner of Aiken. So we got a tag team.
They were from the Rascals in Impact.
Alex Brandenburg, who was Alex Zane on the independent scene, he's signing. Soroju Hichiku? I'm so sorry if I said your name wrong.
Haiguchi?
Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
He's signing. He's a former trainee of Tajiri, so that's cool.
That's very cool.
Georgia native! Hey! Anriel Howard! She was selected in the 2019 WNBA draft.
Nice.
She played for the Seattle Storm. She's been selected, so good for her. Congratulations, welcome. And finally, Russ Taylor. He is a German superstar. Or no. He's competed in Germany. I'm sorry.
He's competed in WXW in Germany and in Japan and all across the US of A.
He's signing as well. So congratulations to the final class of 2020. Go y'all.
Nice.
We have some sad news. So let's go ahead and just do the sad news.
All right, let's get into the injury roundup.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So as we noted, in no surprise to anybody, that coming out of War Games, we expected a few injuries. Shenanigans that occurred, one of them we noted while we were doing the review was that Candice LeRae was taken to a hospital to get an x-ray performed, and it turns out that she has a broken arm slash wrist.
Hashtag blame Brent.
We saw her in a cast on NXT.
But it doesn't look like it's too bad of a break because it's like a removable cast, so
yeah,
she should be okay very shortly. And then Bobby Fish. Well, Bobby Fish didn't have as good a luck. He has a torn tricep.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He noted he went under surgery for it. That's why there was a little dig at Kyle, which we'll talk about in a second, of why aren't you in the hospital with your buddy on NXT last night?
Well, you know, he probably went... Well, one, I don't think you can go
you visit can't, yeah.
in the hospital right now, but, you know.
You know.
It's fine.
Semantics.
It's whatever. Feel better, Bobby. We love you. And Candice, we love you. Anyway, John Cena is going to release not one, but two books in April. He's been busy. First one is Do Your Best Every Day to Do Your Best Every Day and Be a Work in Progress. So you
know all the inspirational quotes and tweets he puts out?
He's trying to be an influencer?
That's what it's going to be. The books are going to be made up of all his inspirational quotes and comments and stuff like that.
I really hope some of the stupid ones make it in there too, because he's had some humdingers of a tweet. I'm just gonna say that.
But all his positivity is gonna be transformed into a book or two books coming this April.
That's awesome. So we can maybe review. Maybe we'll see.
We'll figure it out.
We'll work the system.
We'll do the thing.
We'll do the thing, and I guess. Oh wait, no, we do have one more small.
Tiny bit.
Minor. Nobody cares about this, but we're going to report it because we have to. Some guy named, I don't know.
Hold on. We have received an email from the anonymous intern general manager, and I quote, "It was also revealed during the Casualty of War Games video package that Dakota Kai suffered some sort of neck injury in the women's War Games match. There is no word if this is just a storyline injury, but Kai noted in the video that we won't be seeing her for a while. She blamed the injury on the eclipse from Ember Moon onto a stack of steel chairs and from the hammer attack by Rhea Ripley. Raquel Gonzalez later noted that Kai was forced to sit at home due to her injuries."
Hashtag blame Brent.
You just had to hurt your other girl, didn't you, Brent? You had to get them both. You couldn't just do one. Oh, no. You had to get them both.
So that, anyway. that was the update from the intern, the anonymous intern.
Anyway, so going back to the other story, some guy signed an AEW. You might have heard of him, maybe. It was Sting. He just, you know, rolled up all super cash.
Yeah, the Icon Sting has signed with AEW for a multi-year deal, which will feature him competing in the ring once again. Yep, that's the thing. He'll be competing once again in the world of professional wrestling, which is cool, I guess. I mean, it's worked out for him.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's worked out for AEW. The ratings are up. They almost hit a mil because every headline has to be almost hit a mil, even though they weren't there yet. They got close. Congrats to them. Their biggest show of the year didn't even pop the biggest rating. It was the one with Sting. Let's see if you know, the gimmick of Sting holds out long term. Because they also have Snoop Dogg coming. They also had Shaq on the show. We're just going to throw all the TNT celebrities out there at you to pop a rating. No one's going to talk about it. It's all the success of AEW. But no one's talking about anyone who's been building it for a year. We're talking about Sting, and that's great. Lindsay's concerned about Sting wrestling, and we all should be.
He's 61, which age in some respects is just a number, but he's taken a lot of abuse over the years. And let's not forget that he was retired in part because of a botched move from Seth Rollins, where WWE, or his neck got jacked up. And so because of that, WWE medically retired him because they did not want to run the risk of him being injured further and possibly being paralyzed or being killed in the ring. So
and
they played it safe.
It wasn't just off the one move. That was the culmination of his career. Just one. It's not Seth Rollins' fault. I'm just saying.
But Seth was the one that delivered the move.
Yeah,
but he happened to be the unfortunate one that gave the move that caused the injury that ended the career. I'm not putting any blame on Seth. Number one, not putting any blame on Seth. I'm just saying. Seth was there. He was a part of it. It did. And he was the one that gave the move. Anyway, WWE, that's not the point. WWE medically retired him. And they had plans. They had a lot of plans for him long term before they had to basically say, hey, you're done. And so he kind of did other things. He played at trying to get Taker for years. Taker wouldn't bite. And so he kind of let his contract run out and he went on his merry way. And he went over to AEW where he is now, and AEW is going to let him wrestle. Now, that's their choice. That's Sting's choice. I don't know his medical condition. I don't know what he's done to recover. Obviously, we have seen people come back from neck and head injuries and be just fine. Daniel Bryan, Edge, they're all fine. But I just have concerns about, given with his age and the injury, that he may or may not be okay. And the reason why I have concerns is because, at least to me, AEW has a shaky medical background record. Because it seems thing, I don't know what to call it. Because it seems like any time that there's a major injury, or what could be a potential major injury, it kind of gets swept under the rug and dismissed. And, yeah, everything's fine. Nothing happened. I don't know what you're talking about. No, nobody got hurt.
You see, nothing happened over here, but oh my God, Sting. Sting's here now. So forget about what you've seen. Forget about Matt and Alex Reynolds. But Sting's here. Shaq's here. Ignore that we hired medical professionals to help us with communications and injuries and stuff like that. There's now two-way communication system, because just in case something goes wrong, because nothing went wrong tonight. You see all the shiny stuff, Sting's here, and Cody's back, and ignore the other stuff.
And I think that's just my worry. And it could be that they just sold it really well, and they sold it as somebody almost died, and it's fine. But, you know, it's like, I have concerns. I have worries. Me personally, one, Sting showing up does nothing for me, because I was never a Sting fan growing up. I never watched WCW growing up. I've said it many times. I came to wrestling late. I came to wrestling really at the tail end of the Monday Night Wars. Essentially, I started watching right around the time I think the year before Vince bought WCW.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's my context for wrestling and when I started watching it. So the rich history that was the Monday Night Wars, the Attitude Era, I missed all that crap. I didn't see any of it. Or I saw the very, very, very tail end of it kind of thing, when Austin was already beat up and The Rock was getting ready to leave and WCW was a shell of its former self. Because I did watch it like a couple times because it was on.
A shell of the shell that it once was.
And I didn't like it, so I didn't watch it anymore. But yeah, so it's like, I was never really a Sting fan. And it's like, when he showed up in WWE, that was cool, right? Like, that was really, really cool that, hey, look, he's here and it's awesome and everything. And he has this amazing history, but it never really did anything for me. I don't know if it does anything for me here, but I'm not necessarily the biggest AEW fan. So I can't really speak to their product. But like I said, I have concerns on a medical front with him, just because anytime anybody is retired and they go to another company specifically to wrestle, I have worries.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of worries. Because basically, you're being told, and it could be that it's like the WWE doctors are being overly cautious with him. And basically, they don't want to risk the lawsuit, right? That's really what that is. That's what medical retirement is. It's, one, we don't feel you are fit to wrestle anymore with your injuries, based on all the medical advice that we've received. You should not wrestle anymore. Therefore, we are going to medically retire you and disqualify you from any type of in-ring competition. That's what happened. And part of that is because they do not want the liability of somebody that they know should not be in the ring, having them in the ring. Because the potential is that they could get hurt again. They could die, depending on the injury, right? But they could get permanently injured. They could die. They could whatever. And then that's now on WWE, because they were fully aware of the situation and they let them do it anyway. And now that person can sue the company because they're like, hey, you should have stopped me. And WWE is like, well, we did warn ya. And they did it anyway. And there's some I'm sure there's some legal loopholes, but essentially that's why they medically retire people, is they just don't want to take that risk. That's why Daniel Bryan was so difficult, was because Bryan basically, if Bryan never admitted he was concussion prone in the book, he probably would have been okay.
Couple things. One, Matt, Ric Flair was about 58 years old when he retired, but he was also had been actively wrestling. Sting has not been active for 5 years.
Let's all be real. Rick versus Shawn, Rick probably should not have been in the ring with Shawn, and the whole reason why they did it was to retire Ric Flair from WWE, and he came out of retirement anyway in TNA. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm sure he's fine, and he knows himself better than anybody. And if he's getting advice from AEW's doctors that's saying he's good to go, if he's getting advice from his own doctors that says he's good to go, and if he feels right, if he feels good, go right ahead. Go off, right? I just, like I said, I have concerns. I have worries, because the last thing I would want is for something to happen to him where he goes out there and he does a match and he takes a move and he's paralyzed or worse. I will say, I think it's an interesting move, kind of getting off the medical stuff, because AEW is all about, from what I understand, not leaning on the past.
This young up-and-coming revolution of young superstars.
And I have to wonder, I just have to wonder if the signing isn't, one, Tony Khan just going for it because Tony Khan has the money, and two, maybe the insistence from the network that maybe they need more household names than what they have, because currently on their roster, Chris Jericho and I guess Dustin are the two big household names, if you would want to call Dustin really a household name. He's better known as Goldust, but you have those two really big household names, and that's kind of it. I mean, as much as everybody loves Cody and the Bucks and everything else, they're very much part of the niche market, and you know, they're not on that same level of a Sting or The Rock or Stone Cold or something like that. Like, even Jericho is not on Sting's level.
No, yeah, Jericho's is bigger than Sting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of go back and forth on that.
Jericho's more mainstream than Sting ever was. Because of music, Jericho has the edge.
I don't know. Honestly, I've never met anybody else outside of wrestling that's really heard of Fozzy. I'm going to be completely honest. But that could just be the people that I run with. I don't know. But anyway, Jericho's their big name. That's the point. But he's their only big name. And they haven't really made any other household names, big names in the year. And granted, it's only been a year since the company has been up and running and on TV. So I feel like, especially with the ratings kind of fluctuating, not where they're okay where they are, they're fine where they are. The network always wants you to do better. The network always wants you to continue to be on the rise or in a higher place than where you are. And they kind of settled out right around, I think, that 700,000, 800,000 viewer mark. Like, they were still in the demo. They were still winning the demo in wrestling, but they were well below a million, and they weren't gaining any new fans. And they weren't necessarily gaining any traction in the marketplace. So I feel like then after a year, especially with them going for like a second TV show and that kind of thing, that maybe the network was like, hey, yeah, we'll think about it. But, you know, we'd really like a bigger name or a second big name to maybe get some attention. Maybe, you know, put some more eyeballs on the product, boost your ratings, that kind of thing. And they got it in Sting.
But as we go to NXT, just let it be known. Leo Rush is now the demo god. Ready for NXT?
Wait, what does that mean?
He won the ratings war this week. Leo Rush won the demo.
With what?
He's on MTV's The Challenge. They won the demo They won the demo on last night. Challenge. Leo Rush, demo god. NXT?
Yeah.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
This showing of NXT. This was a nice fallout from War Games.
It was
significantly less kinky.
So Finn Balor opened up the show, talked about team sports are over and champs back. This brought up Pete Dunne, who, well, they've crossed paths, but they've never crossed paths until now.
All the yes to this, by the way.
Then Kyle O'Reilly came out, and, you know, you may have beat me, yeah, but I broke your jaw. You had to eat meals through a straw for 2 months. Yeah, me. Remember me? So, like, we have unsettled business, right? Yeah. Then Damian Priest comes out and's like, I want in there. And then Dunn's like, you couldn't beat Leon Ruff. So as they're all jaw-jacking, Finn goes, ha, I'm out. Then Balor noted it's up to Regal. And he can find out which one of you gets the Finn rub at New Year's Eve.
That sounds so wrong.
Then Karrion Kross's music came out and Scarlett came out. And she walked around and Balor said, I guess you have the words TikTok for me. And then Finn left. Then Priest called out Scarlett, called her the smoke show. Said it always seems that Scarlett sends a message when Cross stays in the car, and well, Priest wanted a little piece of Karrion Kross. The man was willing to step up and fight. Thoughts?
This was a really strong opening segment. I like this. There's a lot of yes going on in this segment to, like, everybody fighting Finn Balor and everybody fighting over Finn Balor. Yes, just put Finn on a stick. It'll be fine. We'll deal with it. Pete Dunne versus Finn Balor, though. Yeah, buddy. Do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it. Book it. Please do it. But yeah, also maybe not the smartest idea for Damian Priest to call out Karrion Kross and insult Scarlett, who looked really good, by the way, who had this like weird latex spiky thing on. I'm not sure what was going on there, but it looked good. She looked good. She had a tiara on as well. She was basically like Candace's dark fairy's mom. Like, Candace has the dark evil fairy thing going on. Scarlett was like one up from that. Or at least one up from that. She was just like, I made you. Go with God. But yeah, all of this. I liked all of this. I thought it was good.
She had trouble walking in them boots.
Well, yeah, the shoes aren't 100% comfortable, I'm sure.
So, we go backstage. Pete's walking around. Gets jumped by Killian Dane, who was mad.
They fought. Looks like Peter's going to have to deal with Killian. Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, Isaiah Swerve Scott took on Jake Atlas. Solid match.
This is good. This was fine. There's nothing really to write home about it other than it was fine.
Jake Atlas got the win. Jake won a handshake and Isaiah was like, I don't think so. Not a fan.
He just kind of, he's like, yeah, no, I'm good. No, thanks.
Yeah. Tommaso was backstage and he was yapping. He said no one is safe now. He talked about his match with Cameron Grimes, and he said Grimes is the squeakiest tool in the shed. Ciampa says Grimes might be loud, but he's either confident or insecure. And he said insecurity sometimes disguises itself as confidence. We'll see what happens tonight. We'll see what happens there.
Cameron, honey, you're gonna die again. Tommaso is not going to be gentle.
No.
Apparently, he did not have enough from Dexter, so. He's going for Tommaso.
In a random triple threat tag team match, we had the Grizzled Young Veterans take on Imperium's Marcel Barthel and Fabian Eichner and Ever-Rise with the Grizzled Young Vets getting the W.
Interesting. Random little three-way there. But I'm okay with it because I think you have to start, you know, pushing your tag division.
Yeah,
getting it out there.
You gotta rebuild the tag division.
So that's what they're doing, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Mackenzie was interviewing Toni Storm, talking about betraying Ember Moon, and Storm talked about how she came back for the NXT World Championship and all Ember Moon was doing was stealing her thunder. Io showed up and said now War Games is over, the title's her only problem. Io said that she simply doesn't like Toni, and right after that, she punched Toni. And they brawled towards the ring. They battled. Io was about to hit the moonsault, but Toni rolled out. Ember rolled in, tossed her into the steps, and Io hit a moonsault. Good stuff.
It is very good stuff. And then I believe, didn't Rhea come for Toni?
That was later.
Okay. But she still came for Toni.
That was later. Yeah. That was the close of the show. Spoiler.
But yeah, no. Toni and Io, Toni and Ember, Toni and anybody, let's go. Just all the Toni. It's Toni time. Let's do the thing.
Tommaso Ciampa and Cameron Grimes. Good match.
This is really good. This was, and I don't know why I'm surprised when I say that, but this was really genuinely good. I wouldn't mind seeing a full program between the two. I think we're going to get it. But yeah, I enjoyed this immensely.
It finished with some dude named Tyler showing up. Then Thatcher and Ciampa had words. Then Grimes and Thatcher had words. And
Cameron.
Thatcher snatched his leg and twisted it basically off.
What was interesting was that Thatcher was sitting at ringside for most of the match watching Ciampa, studying Ciampa. Obviously, he's trying to work Ciampa out as Ciampa's taking on Cameron Grimes. And then, you know, Thatcher was going to walk away. But Cameron, honey, you just got to learn to keep your mouth shut. You just really do. Like, he was going to walk away. You were fine. He was going to leave you be. And then you just had to do something where he just snatched your leg out up from under you and twisted it and snapped it. Not really. He didn't break it. But the point was he hurt Cameron's leg and left Cameron laying there squealing like a sweaty pig.
Yep.
So, you know.
That's how that happens.
That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. We then had the weird Xylee, Boa, Shifu, and Mystery Woman training session.
What the hell is going on in this?
I don't know.
Like, they're covered in blood. They're getting hit with kendo sticks. She's punching sticks. What is going on? Who decided to put torture porn in the middle of NXT? Who decided to do that? Like, is just somebody getting off on this? I need to know, and I'm serious about that, because this whole thing is just bizarre. And I think you said it, where it's like, if they don't come out of this being complete and utter badasses, then this entire thing is a waste. And I 100% agree with that. Like, I just don't even understand. It's different. I'm not saying he's bad, but I don't understand it, because it's like, you just have the old dude standing there watching her punch sticks, her fists are all bloody, and he's like, faster, 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 and she's like crying and shit, and then they're hitting Boa with a kendo stick, and he's covered in blood, and his back's all cut up, and his mouth is all cut up, and, you know, the dude's going, harder, harder. It's like, what is going on? And meanwhile, the boss person lady is sitting on her throne, watching all of this. Like, legit, if I wanted to watch torture porn, I know where to go to get that. I don't need to watch it in my wrestling. I'm just saying. Again, not bad, just weird.
Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae, Austin Theory, and India Hartwell. Amanda went to the ring. Johnny was...
The wrestlings.
Johnny was doing pelvic thrusts as he walked to the ring.
That was entirely necessary.
He said he LeRae, Theory, and Hartwell are the way. There's like the Milky Way? Gargano is now a 3-time NXT North American champion. He had Indy Hartwell bring a gift for Candice. And it was he had it shipped overnight from Italy, and you know how that expensive that is. So they did try to do a drum roll. They failed at doing the drum roll. He's like, maybe we should have practiced it. Then he asked the sound guy, Tim, to hit it. And it's a trophy with Shotzi Blackheart's head on it. Wink, wink. He said the only trophy he needs is the title belt, which is why he got it from his boy, Austin Theory. Damian Priest came to the ring, congratulating him on becoming a champion, and wanted to know if Theory still had the pipe, so he can take care of him. But before he could, Karrion Kross showed up, powerbombs Damian Priest through the floor, Kross leaves to the parking lot, gets in the car with Scarlett, and they drive away.
One, Kross is jacked. Two, all the yes to Damian Priest and Karrion Kross. The trophy with the Bratz doll with the lime green hair that's supposed to be Shotzi's head on it. Brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant. I love that. I loved everything about that. That was just top quality trolling.
Pretty much,
so
yeah.
I thought this was all really good. I thought this was very effective, and it was a good way to bring back Karrion Kross, where he doesn't impact the match. Because we were saying that it's like, he should be back anytime now. Will he play a factor at War Games? No, he didn't. He teased that he was coming, but he wasn't there. So what do? You just have him roll up and just basically beat the crap out of somebody.
Pretty much.
Somebody significant in Damian Priest. And a feud between the two? Yes. Yes, yes. All the yes.
Pete Dunne, Killian Dane?
Solid. Beat the shit out of each other.
Pete got the win.
Pete got the win. I mean, I would take more of that. I'd be fine with that.
You, Lorcan and Birch and Drake get involved and all that. Hump of Blue. So, yeah, good stuff. We learned it's Leon Ruff and a partner next week against Gargano and Theory. The partner is going to be Kushida.
Ooh. That'll be fun.
Then your main event, Raquel Gonzalez, Ember Moon. Raquel's getting that push. She's getting that straight line push. Raquel gets the win.
And they're getting her ready for EO. Getting her some clout. Getting some momentum behind her to point her directly at Miss Shirai. And Raquel did have a little help. A
little bit.
From one Tony Storm. Tony tried to come out and, you know, give the assist. And, well, Rhea Ripley was having none of that shit.
Nope.
And she just kind of marched herself to the ring and proceeded to join in the fray and make sure that, well, Tony didn't interfere. But in the end, Raquel still got the win anyway.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. I enjoy this. I thought this was really good. I thought it's a nice follow-up to War Games because they're setting stuff up for New Year's Evil, which is good. They're resolving things coming out of War Games, which is good. And they're just generally moving the stories forward. So I like this. I thought it was decent. I thought it was good.
With that, let's go to break.
All right. So when we come back for break, you need to clip that thing, by the way. We will be talking all about the Slammy Awards. That's right, guys. Voting is open, I believe, for the WWE Slammy Awards. We're going to tell you who's nominated and who we think is going to win. Plus the return of Tweet of the Week. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Yowie Wowie, we'll be right back!
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Greater Than Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
bang event.
CB Radio. Saturday night, midnight to Houston, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Greetings and salutations, listeners. This is Christopher Daniels, and among many things, I am a pillar of society, an inspiration to children everywhere, and the man with the rear that makes the girls cheer. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio. And now, you are too.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Put you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. We get a quick second and you happen to have a Twitch Prime sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen to subscribe for free. So please do that when you get a chance. And to help you out with your holiday shopping, use code WTRLive at checkout at manscaped.com. Well, you can get 20% plus free shipping on everything in their store. So if you need a last minute gift for that someone special or just someone in your life, go check it out, manscaped.com. 20% plus free shipping. And yes, guys, it's here. It's back. It's returned. I have no idea how many tweets we have, but here we go. Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Hold on, I'm getting to bottom. Oh god, it goes that far back. Oh lord. Okay, found it. Found the bottom. There's that many guys. There's that many, and yes, they go. They span the Undertaker's retirement. That's how long it's been.
It's been a minute.
Steve, why did Dragon cut his hair like Mike the Miz, aka Dan O'Brien, debuting his new haircut all the way back on November 20th? Mike the Miz, he's a fan. A, drunk watching HGTV really make me want to redecorate my house, but I don't have the energy. She can't see me, but I'm holding up my water out of respect, because if that isn't mood, I don't know what is. Darkness 429. Trying to be a little more open about my fitness journey. Down to 207 pounds, but I made the mistake of looking at my BMI and it says that I'm over 30, which puts me still in the obese category. I would be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed. And he puts a picture of himself looking absolutely jacked as shit. Dr. Lupo. Tim! BMI means nothing. Holy fuck, you're ripped. Please step on me. Responds, I want to put my 13W all over you. I love their relationship. Newcastle Thunder, we can confirm that Triple H isn't the person that we have signed tonight. However, Chairman Mike Hogan too thinks Quadruple H had a nice ring to it. It's a picture of the dude and Hunter. And Hunter responds, wait, so I didn't get the gig?
No.
Eric Mowen the Lawn. Name something that sounds dirty but isn't. Mark Hamill. Go force yourself. Wrong in so many ways. WWE creative humor. You guys told me we were all doing this in gimmick. You're all dicks. Kane, WWE, to everybody. Scott Fishman. The Undertaker isn't wearing his salmon jacket, so we know this is legit happening. Renee Paquette. My clothes feel tight. SOS. Trevor Bragg. You're still wearing clothes? Well, aren't you fancy? USA Network. Shayna Baszler's new meal plan features exactly knees. Or I'm sorry. Let me try that again from the top.
Rewind.
Shayna Baszler's new meal plan features exclusively knees from Asuka. Shayna responds, delete this. Symphony. Turkey and ham are both gross. Smiley face. Trevor May responds, someone get this guy some dino nugget. Courage JD. Tim the Tat Man. Is being down 25 points good or bad? I don't watch football. Tim responds, don't you have a fifth course to go eat? This is on Thanksgiving. Courage? I've only had 3 full courses, fat ass. Anna Baszler, you Floridians crying about winter in quotations makes me laugh and laugh and laugh. Alexa Bliss responds with a gif, I'm freaking freezing in here, and it's of Dr. Evil in the freezer. Marcel, wait, Cold War doesn't have kill streaks? You just kind of get them? Hunter Wilson responds, you and Wildcat probably circle jerk while talking about Cold War. Marcel responds, takes 3 people to circle jerk. Stupid. Kevin Owens. Roman can talk as much word, star word, that starts with an S and ends with H-I-T as he wants. The fact is that at TLC, his luck runs out. And mine? Well, let's just say mine is just beginning. You want proof? Here's the proof. There was a ladybug on my car this morning. Ha! And it's a picture of the ladybug on the car. And that's all I have.
Okay. So this is where I scroll all the way down. We start from the bottom. And work our way to the top. Milton T. Pike. I know it's 1:27 a.m., but I just need to say that I am almost certain Ammunition is the type of person to pour the milk in the bowl before cereal. Had to get this out in the open. People deserve to know. Lupo. At least her hands are big enough to hold the milk carton on her own to pour that damn milk. Milton. Joke's on you. Ontario only has bagged milk, and I can grab bagged milk just fine. Not because the bags are smaller, just because. Ammunition. Imagine staying up all night trying to come up with some dumb shit to say, and this is the best you can do. Bloody faster.
You didn't need to kill him twice. Once was enough.
Bloody faster on TV. Take that back, Milton. Milton, I fucking meant it. He's just going all out. Let's see. Where are we at? Okay. IVP videos. Lana did nothing on the group project and still got an A. Milton, at Dr. Lupo, leaves the shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot when he's done shopping. Lupo, says the guy that complains when all the little kid carts are taken because the handle is too big for you to hold with your Barbie hands. Milton, those fucking kids don't need the shopping carts. They can't even drive. How would they get the groceries home? Ridiculous. Not SportsCenter. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you like turnovers for dinner because the Lions brought plenty of them. I mean, that was true. The Verge put out a thing about a $50,000 TV and 98 inches. Tim Tatman, holy shit, what a deal. That's like 5 TVs. Play with Jambo. I've been spending tonight watching Dr. Lupo play WoW, and I just wanted to say it's so cool and inspiring that he manages to find time to grind in WoW in between everything he does. Everything he has to do being a doctor. I mean, Lupo, it's tough, but someone has to do it. Oh god, I forgot. I still need to Cloud Strike in D2 as well as finish all my weekly stuff in WoW. Panic attack setting in. Courage, JD. Mike Tyson is 5'10 and weighs 220. I'm 5'10 and weigh 220. I think me versus Mike Tyson would be an even fight. Lupo, Jack, I thought you told me you were 6'5. He's exposing him there.
Awkward.
Mm-hmm. So it has been 20 games since the Cowboys have put together back-to-back wins. I'm talking just a two-game winning streak. And what are chances it happens before the end of the current season? Brian, thoughts? Richard Triumfo, AEW and Impact are working together. WCW's come back and Ready to Rumble is on Stars right now. Coincidence? Probably. Richard Triumfo, I know why Sting signed with AEW. Number one, AEW is now working with Impact. Number two, Impact holds Bound for Glory every year. Three, Sting seems to win the Impact title every year when he was in TNA. Number four, Sting is going to win the AEW World Championship at Bound for Glory. Mystery solved. Renee Paquette. Things I've learned about Among Us. Lie. And say sus. Facts. Cloxy. Or not Cloxy. Anyone else just sometimes wake up on the floor of your living room or just me? Just you. Three Man Booth. Pat McAfee would suck at Supermarket Sweep. He's taking too long. Hashtag War Games. True. So we're about to talk about the Slammy Awards, right? Here in a moment. Johnny Gargano tweets, me seeing feuds with inanimate objects actually count in clearing space in my trophy case for the NXT year-end awards for Rivalry of the Year versus Wheels. He's ready. The Washington Football tweets out a gif of Adam Cole getting knocked into the stands. We're feeling pretty limitless yesterday. I mean, they beat the Steelers.
Guys.
Erg Weinberger, you can't wear 88 in Dallas and not catch that. Renee Paquette, I had a dream that I was constantly changing my baby's diaper. Confession. I have assisted in changing exactly one diaper in my lifetime. This will be fine, right? Brandy Rhodes. Okay, it's time to go Jim Halpert on this. Start diapering everything. Cats, dogs, inanimate objects. If it can be diapered, diaper it. Facts.
YouTube. YouTube that shit.
Anyway, time for a discussion.
Practice on the dog.
Practice on the dog. Yeah. Anyway, we have a discussion we need to talk about. Let's go. Slammy Awards.
We're talking about the Undertaker 30. You're using the Undertaker 30 graphic? And you use that picture?
We're doing this one. There's the graphic.
Okay. Thanks.
It didn't update. I updated it.
You updated it. You got it.
We're good. We're good.
All right. So we are doing the Slammy Awards, which are live.
Live December 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern on the WWE Network and social media platforms.
Kind of interesting that they're doing them during the day and not on one of the shows, but I get it.
Well, they haven't done it in a couple of years, so they're at least doing it.
This is true. So, all right. So, here are the lists of the Slammy Awards being given out this year. We have Superstar of the Year, Match of the Year, Rivalry of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, Return of the Year, Ring Year of the Year, Breakout Star of the Year, Female Superstar of the Year, Male Superstar of the Year, Moment of the Year. And the cool thing is you can vote for Superstar of the Year, Match of the Year, Rivalry of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, and Return of the Year. So the first five categories, you can go to www.com and you can select who wins. I think you can only vote once. I'm not sure.
We're about to find out because we're going to put in the vote here and now.
Okay. Looks like it's going to let me vote. So, for Superstar of the Year, we have Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Braun Strowman, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, Asuka, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair.
Okay. We can eliminate Braun. Yes, he won at WrestleMania, but didn't do much. I would eliminate Sasha. I would eliminate Asuka. I would eliminate Becky.
I would eliminate Charlotte.
Even though Charlotte went down to NXT for a couple months, I would also eliminate Charlotte. I would eliminate Bray. I would eliminate Bray. I would eliminate Randy, even though he had a really good year. I would also eliminate Roman. It's either Drew or Bayley.
I think Bayley's had the stronger year. I'm going to be completely honest.
I voted Bayley.
Drew's had a really good year. He's had a great year. He won his first and second WWE championships, and he's carried the company. But Bayley,
she was Bayley three shows.
Bayley basically carried the company.
Yep.
Bayley came into her own this year with the heel character. She found herself, and she's just been doing really great work. I'm still voting for Bray, but
objectiveness.
But yeah, so I think ultimately Bayley. All right, so up next we have match of the year, because I just hit next poll on this. I didn't go back to the main page. So you have on the list Undertaker versus AJ Styles in his final match at WrestleMania 36, the Boneyard match, New Day versus the Hurt Business, Raw, November 16, 2020.
Keep going.
Edge versus Randy Orton, the greatest wrestling match ever, WWE Backlash 2020.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Men's Royal Rumble match, Royal Rumble 2020. I feel like they were stretching here just a smidge.
No, it was a good match. It was a good Rumble.
AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan, SmackDown June 12th, 2020.
Pretty good.
Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, WWE Hell in a Cell 2020.
The answer is nope.
Sasha Banks versus Bayley, WWE Hell in a Cell 2020.
Okay.
AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Jeff Hardy at Clash of Champions 2020.
Pretty good.
Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns at Survivor Series.
Nope.
Becky Lynch versus Asuka at the Royal Rumble.
That was all right.
I think you all know who I voted for.
I'm going Sasha Bayley.
I think I originally voted for Sasha and Bayley. I'm voting for Taker and AJ here because I want to. But
it was really good.
It was really good. Sasha and Bayley, that's the match that we've all been waiting for a really, really long time, to see them in Hell in a Cell. Again, it would have been cool if it was at Mania, but I think they were anticipating that maybe they weren't going to be able to get it to Mania. So, given current climate and everything. So, yeah, it was a really, really, really good match. Interesting how it's not showing you the results.
No, because you that would sway the vote.
No, it showed me the first time I voted. It showed me the results.
That was a glitch then.
Because like Edge was like winning by like a lot in one of them.
Then you saw something you shouldn't have.
Yeah, I saw the results. I think I voted on like the first day and I could see the results of all the polls.
All right, what's next?
All right, rivalry of the year. Seth Rollins versus the Mysterio family.
Good God.
Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton.
All right.
Edge versus Randy Orton.
Okay.
Sasha Banks versus Bayley.
Uh-huh.
R-Truth versus The World.
Huh.
And I want to slap whoever put this on here. Lana versus The Announce Tables.
Just gonna slap one for Sasha versus Bayley and not pick Lana versus The Announce Tables because...
Rude.
It's going to win.
How can it not?
It's the meme. It's going to win.
It has to win. It just has to. All right, tag team of the year. The Golden Role Models, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, The New Day, The Street Profit, and Shinsuke and Cesaro.
Not New Day. Not Nia and Shayna. Shin and Cesaro were good, but no.
Street Profits had a good year.
It's either The Street Profits or Golden Role Models. I'd give the edge to Golden Role Models for this case alone.
They were hard carry.
They were all three brands, and they weren't fighting Andrade and Angel Garza for 6 months.
Well, I mean, you know.
Street Profits face one team.
It's only because they didn't get desperate enough.
Yeah. Also, the thing with the Viking Raiders.
Yeah. Which was funny. It was good.
It was fine, but every title defense was Angel Garza and Andrade or some version of.
Okay, return of the year, and I think this is the last category.
That we can actually physically vote for, and then we'll go through the others.
Yeah. Edge, Roman, MVP, Goldberg, Sami Zayn. I think there's only one answer here.
Sting.
Sting's not a choice.
Sting, right? Everyone, Sting is the big return.
Sting is Sting. Not a choice. Sting. Edge. I think Edge is the very clear.
Sting?
Edge.
Sting?
Sting's not a choice.
But Sting.
Edge.
Goldberg?
If you want to vote for Goldberg, you can vote for Goldberg.
Okay. I like that click next on the poll, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you click next?
Not yet.
Let's click next. Tell me what you get.
Bailey throws Sasha Banks under the bus by having her take on Tamina next week.
Yeah. All right, back to the awards. I wrote it, Edge. I mean, Sting. Right in, Sting. I mean, Sting.
Roman's return was good. Everybody else's return was good.
Goldberg beat The Fiend.
We don't talk about that. But I feel like Edge's return, the surprise at the Royal Rumble, just all of it was so well done and so well hidden that it was like...
We kind of knew, but we never knew. And we didn't know it was going to be this long. We thought, oh, it's a thing, and he's back now.
Yeah, it's like a one-time thing, and that's it.
All right, let's go through the other categories that will probably be available to vote on Saturday for people, since this ends tomorrow.
So the additional list of nominees. Ring Gear of the Year. I don't know why we're voting on this, but we're voting on this. Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, Seth Rollins, The New Day, Bianca Belair, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Carmella. I feel like it kind of has to go to either Sasha or New Day.
Yeah.
I think either choice is solid there.
Yeah.
I can't pick between them because, like, they're both equally good for different reasons. Because New Day always has, like, the real, like, just the super creative, out-of-the-box kind of stuff, and then Sasha's stuff is just tight. Like, it's just that good, because she's married to a seamster, so of course he just makes her look.
I'll go New Day because they have more themes than she does. Hers are awesome, but New Day.
I'm gonna go her. I think I gotta go her. I don't want to pick between them. They're both really, really good, but yeah, I gotta go Sasha, I think.
Okay.
Just for usage of rhinestones alone, like, damn girl. All right, breakout stars or star of the year. Dominic Mysterio, Bianca Belair, Otis, Street Profits, Murphy.
Dominic had a moment where he was a breakout star, and now he's just the brother in the background.
It's all about his sister and Murphy, man.
And his pink turtleneck.
His super pink turtleneck. At least he doesn't look like he's going to school anymore.
I mean, for the first 6 weeks, he was going to school with the backpack and everything.
Like, at least now he looks like the adult that he is. However old he is, he's like, what, 20... 22, 23 now?
I don't even know. Breakout star.
I kind of got to give it to the Street Profits.
I'm going to go Murphy. Street Profits, we already knew. Murphy, in terms of breakout, Murphy actually broke out. Bianca, no, because...
Bianca's currently in the process of...
Right. Otis won Money in the Bank, but then really didn't do much with it. Murphy has been, since the beginning of the year... has been delivering match after match after match after match after match after match.
And has been suffering the brunt of...
The Mysterios and Seth Rollins for a year.
Yeah.
But now he has a girl that really isn't a girl. She posts on Instagram of her and her actual boyfriend.
I think to probably take the heat off the fact that he's like in his 30s and she's barely 20.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that everybody was kind of pissed off about the age difference there, even though it's two very consenting adults. I'm not saying it's right or it's good or it's proper, but they're both consenting. And in that instance, because they're both consenting, you kind of just got to let whatever's going to happen happen. Unless you see very clear warning signs and then you stop that shit. But sometimes you got to let it go, man. Just got to let it go.
Just got to let it go. All right, next.
Female Superstar of the Year. Asuka, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Becky, and Charlotte. And I think it's a coin flip between Bayley and Sasha.
Yeah, I go Bayley, though.
I think in this instance, I gotta give it to Bayley. Just, again, because she broke out on her own. She really found herself. She found her voice. She found her footing. She and Sasha carried. Like, we keep saying that, but they did. They legit. They were the hard carries all through COVID, like up till WrestleMania, after WrestleMania, clear up, I think, until SummerSlam.
If anyone knows about hard carries,
shut up. We'll hang up on you and I'll make you finish this alone. And last but certainly not least, Male Superstar of the Year, Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt.
Drew. No,
I kind of want to give it to Randy.
Yeah, Randy. Yeah, go Randy. Go Randy on that one, because Drew was good, but Randy's hit nailed promo after promo after promo. Randy, yeah.
Randy has almost been revitalized since they all got to go home and they got to stay home, because I think he can go home and he's been able to rest and he's been able to cut, like they all have, and you can tell who has benefited from being home since all the COVID stuff started versus who has not, and that's what's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Randy has really benefited and really been able to recharge his batteries and kind of get in a good place. Not that he wasn't before, but just really get in a good place mentally to be able to do what he's doing. And I also think he's super inspired based on who he's working with.
Edge coming back motivated Randy.
He has just been turning in ever since. And he's been consistent ever since. Like, Drew's had a great year. Like we said that before, Drew's had a great year, but he just has not been on Randy's level. Roman just came back. Braun had a good first half, I would guess, up until about Mania, and then it kind of fizzled.
Well, he won the title at Mania, and then just sort of, eh.
Wah-wah. And Bray's had a decent year, but he's now finally sort of getting into his stride, because he had to be out because of personal reasons for a minute. So he lost his momentum, and now he's finally getting it back with all the Alexa stuff. So I think he's going to have a very strong 2021. But in terms of 2020, I just don't think Bray's had that great of a year, because let's not forget, he started the year as the champion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd like to point out, everything went to hell when Bray lost that title. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but you know, everything kind of went to hell when Bray lost the title. Just pointing that out to everybody. But yeah, I gotta give it to Randy. I think Randy wins. And I'm sure they'll be accepting over Zoom. I actually want to see Bray Wyatt do a Zoom call. Like, I want him to win one thing just to see him, like the Fiend, do a Zoom call.
All right, one more.
One more?
Yeah, there's one underneath it.
Oh, moment of the year. God, I thought those were links to other pages. I was like, wow, that's a really nice list. Okay, moment of the year. The New Day gets drafted to different brands. Bayley betrays Sasha Banks. Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman unite. The New Day's farewell address. Ed returns in the men's Royal Rumble match. Becky Lynch announces her pregnancy. Drew McIntyre defeats Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship. The Undertaker's final farewell. Okay, it's probably not the winner by far, but I'm just going to say it. Get me Mark Calloway's ass on a Zoom call so he can accept this.
All right, New Day, no. Bayley betraying Sasha was a great moment. Roman and Paul Heyman was a shocker. Edge returning was a shocker. Becky was really surprising.
Although we kind of had a hunch.
Drew beating Brock, no. It's either Taker's farewell or Edge returns.
Edge's return was shocking, and it was a great moment. But I think just the overall emotion of Taker's farewell, and because it's so recent, I almost want to give it to that, and selfishly because I want Mark Calloway on a Zoom call. But what? Sue me.
I will.
But, I mean, yeah. I'm just going to give it to Taker. Screw it. Edge was good, but for me, Taker was better. I'm sure that's not the first time he's heard that either. But what about for you?
Either Taker or Edge. I would lean towards Edge.
Or split!
We're split, chat. We're split. But that's Slammies.
That's Slammies. So who do you guys think is going to win, and who do you guys think is going to lose? Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Lens Ward, LNSWRD, to let us know for sure. But yeah, I think that does it for us, so plug away.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll be Fortnite with friends. We'll see who we can gather and play some Fortnite. Because, you know, reasons. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio. SuperLive.com, GrayTheGreatDebate.com, 666. Sunday, Russell Talk Radio previews. Tables, ladders, and chairs. My name is Roll Potion, LMP Meister, and we'll be back next Thursday night for the final live edition of The Rag in 2020. To preview tables, ladders, and chairs. Track Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on all the platforms. You get podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc., etc. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, like your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming, and you can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code ROCKETSOCK at the Fortnite item shop. You can get what?
You can get Master Chief, you can get all the Christmas skins.
Master Chief from Halo, and people from The Walking Dead are coming too.
Daryl and Michonne are coming from The Walking Dead.
Hashtag ad, hashtag gimmick partner.
They're just getting all the... We didn't even talk about that, but they're getting all the partnerships. Jesus Christ. Like, go Donald Mustard, go.
Go to manscaped.com. Use code WTLive. Save 20% on free shipping all month long. Buy stuff.
Please buy stuff. We would love you if you buy stuff. Just saying.
Anyway, I'm done.
Alright, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And also, don't forget to go to manscaped.com, use the code WTRLIVE for that 20% plus free shipping, guys. It's the holidays, people want things. Why not get a great Manscaped product for your loved ones? So please go check that out. Like Rock said, in a few minutes, we will be going to Fortnite with friends. So hang out, go get you a drink, go get you a snack, do what you got to do. But we're going to take a quick break for everybody listening on the podcast. I hope you have a great week, and we will see you next week for the show. So till then, you've been listening to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we're out. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.